John, how does it go? At the big house, they sing, "Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes." That's this baseball team, man. Everybody's glued to the television. Gotta see what's going on with this team. A loss today by the Twins, and the Tigers are dead even for that final playoff spot with 9 games to go. Everything continues to break their way. It was Friday the 13th last week, and we did, "Do you believe in like luck and bad luck?" And like we said, you make your own luck. The Tigers are making this happen by winning games. They're forcing the Twins to sweat this out down the stretch. They're pulling Kansas City. Thank you, Stoney. They're pulling Kansas City within 2 games. This is awesome.
It is.
And let me just say this before we get to the phones, because we get these ticket texts, and I'm starting to get more social media messages about it too. Like, what do you guys think about AJ for manager of the year? I don't know that he's going to win it, but this show unequivocally will state that nobody is doing a better job with what they are given than AJ Hinch. And the guy who's supposed to win manager of the year is the Royals manager. That could switch in an instant.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
imagine the Tigers finished with a better record than the Royals. It's not out of the question. They just swept them.
Right. Doing more with less. That is the job that AJ Hinch has done, greater than anyone in Major League Baseball this year.
They have multiple pitchers whose ERA was north of 5 in AAA, and they are part of the best bullpen in baseball right now. I mean, it's, can't say enough good things.
Well, I just have to ask you one question before we go to the calls. You think AJ's done a good job?
Yes, John. Let's go to Robert. You're next. You're on 97.1. AJ's doing a great job. Robert, good morning.
Hi. Just want to say, I started this season off just kind of hoping, not much more than a fool's hope, but yeah, in the last month and a half, I've definitely grown a lot more hopeful, and I'm starting to watch every game now, and just, I can't wait to see where they go.
Yeah, like in the middle of the season, you could be honest with the whole Bally thing. I mean, were you kind of tuning them out?
It was hit and miss. If it was on, I watched it, but I wasn't going to go seek it out. But nowadays, definitely, I'm seeking them out.
Yeah, now it's appointment TV. 10 years since we've had September baseball like this.
Yeah, I mean, we were excited just to be talking about them in August. Thought it was cute, thought it was fun, and now we're talking about a legitimate baseball team that is winning a lot of games at a better clip than anyone else that they're competing with right now in September.
Ticket texter who refers to himself as Scumbag Kevin says, "It's like the boys in the clubhouse are telling Harris, hold my beer, we'll show you." Because this team wasn't given a lot to work with. Both offseason, deadline, any of that. And here they are. Let's get to Bud in Madison Heights. Bud, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bud.
Hey, always a Tigers believer. Man, I've been watching them forever. 1987, guys. What were they, 7 games back with a little more than a week to go? I was screaming they could do it. They can overtake Baltimore. It's a game, guys. These boys are playing. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it certainly is fun. You think they're in?
Oh, sorry. No. Just yeah. Dropped them off. We got Mark and Monroe next up. Sorry. Trying to get everybody in this morning, guys. Mark, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a huge conundrum. You know, the Bally things. I never had Bally's. They fell off my Dish Network, you know, as far as being able to watchability on TV. Now, I have this challenge in my mind. I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to get Bally's to start watching this run and have them go the other way. I mean, what do I do? I'm trying to catch it on 97 when I can, but, man, I want to watch this so badly, but I just don't know, and I don't want to be held accountable in my own mind if it goes sideways because I all of a sudden got Bally's and started watching them.
All right, so I possibly have the answer for you. Because
right,
there's 9 games left. What I would do is the Baltimore series, I would just find a local pub to go and enjoy and have the group experience. The final 6 games, Tampa and Chicago, those I would probably get the Bally app because you have the free set. I think it's a 7-day trial to start things off. And if things go south, you can back out at any moment.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, the long-term costs incurred for me, if they does go south, that's not really a concern. I, you know, at this point, it's all about the team. You know,
just don't want to jinx the vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a guy that watches the Red Wings, and he switches over to another game because usually when you switch, the Red Wings would score, and then that's kind of how my mindset works. So you guys have a good one.
You too.
Appreciate it, Mark.
That's the mindset of a fan. Like, I don't want to do anything different than I've been doing all summer long, because I don't want to be the reason I jinx them.
Ticket texters pouring in. 248-539-9797. I was actually muting football games on Sunday so I could listen to the Tigers. That's how compelling they are right now.
Question about the jinx.
Yeah.
Now that I'm on board, you concerned that...
You're going to jinx it?
So I think I have my out. I've got the caveat. I've got the workaround.
What's the workaround?
The workaround is... One, the thing I said earlier, if we're using this
cosmic,
the mojo, the mystical, everything mystically is happening for the Tigers, and I can get on board with that, but you also have to think about some of the other quote unquote jinxes.
John,
I
love
you,
and you don't have the power.
Okay,
and
well, it's the same, but it's the same thing every other fan. You don't have the power. If you get Bally's app, it's not going to determine if the Tigers win or lose.
Nobody can jinx
know
this.
That.
Nobody can jinx
it. It's unstoppable.
This.
It's destiny.
When you see Julio Rodriguez get picked off because a bat was flying at him last night, and I've never seen that ever in baseball. Bobby Witt scuffling three balls this series that he typically would field at least two of those three. Guys, the magic, the Cleveland last night with the comeback. I mean, the Cleveland is helping us.
But the workaround is, I mean, good things and bad things happen in threes, right? That's the other mystical, you know, thing that nobody can ever prove. So what are the things that have happened badly to our Detroit sports teams where – in 22, you put a great run together at the end of the Lions season, yet even though you win in Green Bay, forces outside your control at that moment force you to be left out of the playoffs. The Detroit Red Wings tie, and they lose the tiebreaker and don't go to the playoffs. The Detroit Tigers now... The third opportunity for our teams to make the playoffs are right there. Do we really believe that they're going to break the string of three and leave it at two and make the playoffs?
So your belief is heartbreak comes in threes?
Well, that's...
Here's my official response.
I'm just out there as a theory. If we're going to take all the positives, all the mystical things, all the magical things that are happening for the Tigers, do we also have to admit that if we're going on the mystical side of things, there are other things that could, the forces at work that could be working against them?
I have a response. My official response is actually something you said.
Oh.
Let's get to the phones.
Good one. I mean, he's Dr. Doom this morning. I mean, he says he buys in, and then he's the one that came up with this crazy thing that bad things happen in three.
I didn't come up with it. You guys have all heard that before.
Yeah, like when a famous person dies, it's
they happen in threes.
Threes. Yeah.
Better keep AJ off the Applebee's commercials.
Yeah, we got that ticket text. People, come on. Dan Campbell can't even go to his house after games.
Where does AJ live?
Yeah, he's got to move by next week.
Yeah, let's not invite any of that. Mike in Livonia, you're on 97.1. Mike, talk to us.
What's up, fellas?
What's
How
up?
Are you? John,
good.
Man, keep that negativity out of our mindset today, man.
We'll
talk about it a different day. Thank you, dude. Because I love you, John, but not today, man. It's everything is going our way, and I love it. I think we are going to make it. Let's think positive. The one thing I did want to add, and Pat Caputo actually brought it up yesterday, you know, you can't explain this. This is magical, what's happening, right? But if you look at it, most of our players actually are coming off the DL. You're talking about Riley Green and Carpenter, right? So they've been well-rested. A lot of our other players are rookies and, you know, call-ups. So they're fresh, and most of these teams are worn out at this point. So we're giving it to them, and we're dealing at this point. So I'm loving it. Let's keep it going, and we're definitely going to make the playoffs. And I think, actually, given what's happening right now, we're just such on a roll, and these players are so confident. that we might actually do something in the playoffs. You never know. But
well, Mike, you're right. Baseball's weird. Momentum's a thing. No matter what, you know, analytics people want to say, momentum's real. The Tigers are playing loose. These other teams are feeling tight and tense. And if you get in the playoffs, when they get in the playoffs.
Look at the Cardinals back in the day when we played them, right? We rested. And they were hot, and honestly, we had a better team, and we should have beat them, right, in a World Series, yep. And they ended up beating them.
A best team doesn't always win. I mean, best team doesn't always win. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sorry, when they make the playoffs, the way they're playing feels playoff baseball-esque, right, where you kind of manage the matchups in the bullpen, and you're just worried about winning the game that day. It's how AJ's managed his team for a couple months now, six, eight weeks at this point. John, the ticket texters are pointing out a couple things. One, they think you meant to say the third time is the charm.
I'll go with that.
And they've also pointed out that we've had more than three bad things happen to our teams over the last few seasons. We're more than due. We've cashed in all of the bad, right? They point out how many Piston lottery lucks didn't go our way. How about the Pistons just existing as a basketball team? We've had enough bad. It's okay. We could balance this out with some good.
I just brought up the theory.
Don't bring it up next time.